Okay, the Zechon Ishmas Avi Murray Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, the Zechon Ishmas Daniel Shein Vashu Shul Falak, the Zechon Ishmas Shlomo Zalman Ben Eliyahu. Iroi Kli Rishon. So there are different shittas. Iroi Kli Rishon. So what's the din of Iri Kli Rishon? Is that the status of a Kli Rishon? Is that a Kli Sheni? Right? So the different shitas of what's the story of Iri.
We finished 28, we're in 29 now.
We're in 29. So the Rashbam, Rabbein Shmuel, in the Tosfos says, "Iroi k'kli shein." Iroi k'kli shein, and the Ri says, "Iroi k'kli rishon." So, if it's kli sheini, then it's not mevasha. If it's kli rishon, it is mevasha. And then what's the third shita? That it's Mavashal Kedei Klipa. And Navkamina, look on page 2 for Kadomir Rabbeinu Tam Tiri Kli Rishon. And you can do, and you do Heksher with Iri. And this is like a Kli Rishon. So, if you look at the Yisuv Heter, Chasid Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Shiri Kli Rishon Lagamre. Mutar Afil Lahagi Al Der Iver. Vavri Rashbam Paskir Shiri Kli Sheni. And okay, so these are the different shitas on Erie. What's the name? That's a good question. There is a name for everything. So just find the name. Yeah. What's the name? How about a Ben Baruch? Is that a good name? Perish of Ben Baruch, that's a Sefer Truma. The Milsa that Iroi Talia, but Pulukta the Rav Shmuel. The Pligi Tatagover, your log over. The Kaimalon Commandama Tatagover. You can be Lom of Ashel Mavuya Kadei Klipa. Oh. So that's a good name, huh? Ben Baruch. Miser. You know, before they had last names. You know, in Europe, you weren't known by your last name. You were known by the city. What was Rav Chaim Shmulevitz known as? Chaim Stuchner. substitutions. What was the Rav Nachum Karchovich known as? Rav Nachum Trucker. Rav Yonah Mitzker. Rav Yonah Karpilov. Rav Yonah Mitzker. Because in those days, there's only one guy from the town that went to yeshiva. Understand? So then you would know today, you know, how many people from Teaneck are in the yeshiva.
Right.
If you learn, well, it wouldn't be, it would, the name of by there wouldn't work. Okay. So these are the stories about Eroi. And then the Nafkamina, if he risks the Rishon, you could do Hagola. In a case where you need to do a regular Hagola, you could do Eroi also. If not, then you can't. Okay, so now so the thing I want to take a look on page 11, Kufhei Gimel. Nafal Isacham Toch Hetacham, the Clevision of Fear Isaton will have the Toch Hetacham, a colossus the tag over. So, right. Okay, so now. Okay, so now I want to show you the following. Let me show you what I want to show you. Okay, take a look on page 8. Azoi. Maliga. Maliga means that you are defeathering. Defeathering. Samaches, Simon Samaches, Sifyud. Ain mogging a day with lime the office, a clearation. So, the question is, what's going to happen if you pour, you want to defeather by pouring hot water on the chicken, and that'll cause the feathers to defeather. Okay. So, ain molgin shadayim tloyim v'chufas b'chli rishon. So, what's going to happen if you defeather? You know what's going to happen? If there's chaylev or there's dam, it's going to be nivla into the chicken. So if you're going to do it in a Kli Rishon, that's you're going to trade it up. Well, first let's talk about Emol Gedoyim Tolim Vofos B'Kli Rishon. You can't do it in a Kli Rishon. So in other words, let's say you want to take you want to defeather. So you're going to put it in a Kli Rishon. So then you're going to put it in a Kli Rishon and you're going to ask it because if there's Chalev in there or Dam in there, etc. So it says, so Emol Gedoyim Utloim V'Ofos B'Kli Rishon Elim Kein Nikir Es HaChelev U'Molchum, until you take out the Chelev or you do the Melicha. V'Chein V'Yara Aleim M'Kli Rishon. And you shouldn't do Eroi. You shouldn't do Eroi from a Kli Rishon. For the same reason, because if you're going to do Eroi from a Kli Rishon, you're going to Aser. Vim Ira, Dai B'Klipas Ha'or. So Eroi is like Rebbeinu Baruch, okay? Dai Klipa. Because the reason that the Rashbam says that Eroi is not the reason why he says that is because it's going to be what's going to happen. In other words, because it's we trust with Tatar Gavar. So Tatar is going to cool it off, but the maker lebala, it takes a little time, so it's going to cool off. So in the meantime, they're going to have a belief. But the maker lebala. Umalchem v'chein lo yara aleihem mikli rishon v'im ira dai b'klipas ha'or. So then you have to. So if you did Eroi, then you would need a klipa, because some of the chaylev now is going to, the tam of the chaylev is going to be nivla into the in rosh ha'ov l'malach shemar lo ve'ein tzarich klipa. Right. So that's the general idea, right? We're assuming like the Rebbeinu Baruch of Gemaiza, Sefer Truma. Okay, so now let us see another halacha. So you keep this this Ramah in mind. I mean this this Shulchan Aruch in mind. Okay. So now let's see another thing. On page 13. Well, in Ramayim Roskin, Sheinim Shal Basar Vishal Chalav, Al Kalim Shal Basar Vishal Chalav Biyachat. So say you have mayim roastim, you have hot water. She'enu shel basar v'lo shel chalav, al kelim shel basar v'shel chalav biyachad. So you say you have fleisher, milk pots, fleisher pots, and you do eroi. I feel Shuman Dovok Behem, even though there's Behem. I feel Shuman Dovok Behem. Hakol Shari. In other words, say you have like this. You have a plate with a half a cheese blitzer. He ate three quarters of the cheese blitzer, say a quarter. And then you have some half meatballs. And you're all in the thing, and you spritz. You spritz. So that's Eroy. So the question is, are you gonna trafe it up? Right? Because there could be a blia. What would you say? LP Sfara, it should trafe it up. Because what's gonna happen? You're gonna have Eroy onto the cheese blitzer, and then it's gonna go onto the fleishik plate, and the fleishik will go onto the milchik plate. So he says,
Rebbe, but if it's just a spritz, so wouldn't that be batel? Maybe it would be batel. Maybe it's not a significant amount. Maybe it's not a significant material amount to do anything.
Nisht. Because what happens when the meatball makes its way to the milchik thing, and now you're spritzing, so now the tam of the meatball is going to go onto the kli. So, avolam ira mayim roschim she'enim shel basar v'lo shel chol aval kelim shel basar v'shel chol v'yachar. I feel the shum dovok behem. I call shari. Then irik ichli rosh and mamish. Shigasha shakem shemar olam yivlu zemizeh. Okay. So he says what? It's okay. It's good. Nothing's trafe. So the kasha is, what's the kasha? Then we just get through before that says if you do Eroi by Maliga, if you do Eroi, it trafes. This is the most important question in the world. I got a tzaddik? You got a kasha? It's a stira. I mean, there's one is machaber, one is ramah, but they don't argue. Okay? So what's the answer to this question? You ready for the answer? Professor, you appreciate the question? Yeah. My Rebbe, I told you, my Rebbe Rav Goldberg, that's all. You know what he used to say? He used to say, if you go to shiur and you didn't prepare for the shiur, so it's like the Rebbe makes problems for you and he gives solutions for you, but it's meaningless. You didn't have the problems. So without him, I didn't have the problems. You're making problems for me, giving a solution. But if you first, you feel, you prepare the shiur, you feel what the problem is in the sugya, and now somebody gives a solution, it's meaningful. He always used to say that, the Rosh Hashiva. There's no one like the Rosh Hashiva. That's all. My wife is always, finds it very interesting, even though I was only there for 1 year, how much often I quoted. Disproportionate with the amount of time that I was there. Even though I used to come here to speak also, but he was a person that, one of a kind. And it's unfortunate that people today in this generation, they if they're not part of the, like, while you care beyond the world, they would never have heard of him. It's chaval, because, people, they learned it. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. You understand? Oh, one of a kind. I can't begin to explain it. But if I could, it would take me an hour or two. So that's the catcher. So look in the shot.
Right, well, who's the Rav speaking about?
Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht.
Oldest,
yeah. Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, he was a Talmud of Rav Elva and a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. And he was, the Goldwicht from YU today is a nephew of this Rav Goldwicht. But he was from, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Kerem Yavin. And he was, one of a kind. No. No. Where? Why? But the catch is, but what about my dear friend, Rabbi Yonah? Beliga. It is? Well, as we said. You're right. He does address it a little bit, but he doesn't. Kosheli namash medivei Rav, the iri mevashu kadei klipa, kachosim b'toros chatos. So he says, Sarach loymer, the sphere lay the Rav, the behid mevashu, kol kach shatan, goes mavliya mavliya, we call mokam hakli shehu kosher, einu boleya, ve einu mafli mavliya keachad, bekli shehu kosher. Says the difference is like this, that this is a kli. A kli is kosher. So it's not going to go from one kli to another kli. You see, by the tarnagolas, it's different. That's soft. Yeah. It's harder to absorb if you're a hard kli.
Is it by the kli that it's hard?
You see, so one second. See, the way Moshe Feinstein, he has a whole long thing, but let me just say Bekitzer. He says, when something's Eroi, the question is, can it be maflid or mavliya ke'echot? Meaning, two things happen to happen in this situation. Yeah, in other words, the hot water has to cause the meatball to be maflit, and it has to cause the milk kli to bolei it. So two things are happening. That's called maflit umavliya. So he says, Eroi, if it's bishul mamish, that can be maflit umavliya. That'll cause one thing to go out and one thing to come in, even into a kli. But if it's what? But if it's only Iroi will not be able to be mafli or mafliya ke'echad into a kli. So if you have a sink, say you have a sink full of dishes, milchik dishes, fleishik dishes, that's what the Rambam is talking about. Taruvas. And then you turn on the hot water. You turn on the hot water. You know what the halacha is? According to the way Shach explained in the Ramah, it's all mutter. Because what's going to happen? The ablia from the... No, it was mamash, a meatball. A meatball fell on the milk. And what? Cheese munzer fell on the fleishik. Right? Fell on the flesh. What's it did? But because it can't, because in order to be usher, two things have to happen. The tom of the meatball has to come out and has to be nivel. But so that's what happened in the Maliga case. The chaylev, the dam, the tam came out, came hot, and it went in. But there, it's into the tarnagolas. It's a piece of meat. Meat is soft. A kli is kosher. It's not mavlin or mavliya. Now, the Shach himself argues. Okay, the Indian Dina Nirakamot Shkasa Bhanga, he quotes from the Shari Dura. The Nesu came in the Kaimalon, the Irim of Ashel. So he says the Shari Dur argues, and that's, but the Ramah, and this is what Rav Abadi, I believe, has told me to follow this, this Shita. So according to this, I mean, he's quoting that the Shari Dur argues. Because he says it's only going to be good on a kli sheni. If you want the mana on kli sheni, for the mavli in Israel, the chalak b'kli shekoso, the targol shemogu b'kli sheni. It's a example. The irim avashu k'tei klipa. For the gam kelim shemosu shechem mehem noki vechem mehem enu noki, etc. So only by kli sheni, but other things not. See, the Marshal, the third wide line, he says, So he says, Iru is Maflin Mavli Kedei Klipa. But he says, Pshat in the Ramah, that to be mechalik between the Maliga case and this case is that So according to this, and my mesorah is to follow this chiluk. Like the first thing. And b'meila, if that be the case, nothing could ever go wrong in a sink. Nothing can go wrong in a sink. Kemat. What's the worst thing that can happen to sink?
Harav,
I was trying to stall for you. Because I said very important you saw this today. I'll say it over in a second. Shulchan Aruch says if you want to defeather
chicken.
So you can't do it with a kli rishon. You can't do it with the iroi, because the chaylev and the dam in it is gonna go from is gonna be poilate into the chicken. But the shaila is the shulchan. The Ramah says in Tzadi Hey that on page 13 that if you have a bunch of kalim in a vat, fleisha kalim, milcha kalim, cheese half a shirayim from a cheese blitzer, shirayim from meatballs, and then you spritz water on it, all the kalim are mutter. So why is it a mafliyah mavliya? So he says the idea of iroi is not mafliyah mavliya. The idea that it's not mafliyah mavliya
because skin is soft.
Skin is soft. It can be. Ramosha says mafliya means what it could do two pools to be maflit and mavliya. So he says, but into a kli, it can't. Iroi won't be maflit and mavliya into a kli. And then he quotes that the Marshal says differently. Shari Dur says differently. But my mesora, is from that to be makel that iroi is not that according to that, nothing bad could ever happen. In a what? Nothing bad could ever happen to a what? In a sink.
Rebbe, can you do that? Iroi lechatchila? Meaning, can I pour out?
A lot of times people ask, oh, my spoon fell in the thing. My sink is straight. They always say, so. My sink is straight. I don't have two sinks. My sink is straight. Who says your sink is straight?
Let's say you pour boiling hot soup in your sink.
You don't seem to be treif. How's it going to be treif? What happened? Even if treif food fell in. And you were saying your sink is basa b'chalat. Because things all the time got on the thing. But what made it Usser, what? The Eroi, but it's only Eroi. And Eroi, according to the Ramah, is not Mafli to Mavliya. It can't, in other words, it can't cause a meatball to poilate and then Mavliya into another Kli, because it's Dover Kasha. So Mimela, Sink is a Dover Kasha. It's not Mafli to Mavliya. So the only thing, it could be if you would pour Mamish something treif direct into the sink, then that will be just a blia from a clear issue.
Why? No, but you have the actual food.
It's the actual food, so it's not being mafter of blia. But most cases, it has to be mafter of blia.
So it has to be hot. And you can even cold food for Eroi on that. Let's say you have cold tray food bottom of the sink, you pour hot water on it.
Right.
That would be one difference.
Cold treif,
and then you pour Eroi on that.
So it can't be. It will be okay.
Yeah.
They have to be mafilu mavliya, and it can't be mafilu mavliya into a dover kosher.
It's already hot. It can't be.
It's not going to already be hot. I mean, if it fell in while it was hot, and you hold dover gush as a clean rishon, so
then it doesn't even be
mafilu. Right. But then the next time around, you want to say it's going to trafe up your next food, but it won't be mafflit. It was the sink. Then you want to, that the sink should be mafflit into something else you want. So according to this Ramah, nothing can ever come out. Nothing. I can't say nothing is too broad of a word. It can't be mafflit. What are we saying, Rameh?
So what happens if you pour hot chicken soup into the sink, right? Left over in the pot, boiling off the fire. Then 5 minutes later, you take some hot lakshin, and by accident, you're taking the hot one, and lakshin fall into the sink.
And lakshin falls into the sink.
What is that lakshin?
Well, that lakshin, if you assume that it's that a dover gush is a klisheni, so it's a klisheni, and then it doesn't do anything. If you assume that it's a kli rishon, like the sheetahs that say that a dover gush is a kli rishon, so then taka would make it a problem.
Okay, but most, in our kitchens, shouldn't we be nizer on that? Or there's no need to be nizer to pour hot lakshin and then use it if lakshin falls into the sink to use it.
If lakshin falls into the sink.
Could I reuse it? Could I eat the lakshin?
The only question would be
the lakshin. You won't eat the lakshin.
I want to eat the lakshin.
You want to eat the if a hot piece of lakshin fell into the sink and there was a blia.
The sink is treif. Whatever sink this sink is.
It's
a Goyish sink. It's a
Goyish sink. So it was right. Pasha says the sink is never, like Elliot said, the sink never got treif.
Even if you pour hot treif,
unless you pour, when do you pour hot treif? Hot treif.
I have leftover soup in the pot, and I spill it out.
You have leftover
soup. Fire. I have left.
But what, your soup is not treif.
Left over on the fire.
Your soup is not treif. Yeah, your true. You have. So
no, the guy's soup. The guy lived there yesterday.
The guy comes into your house, of course.
No, I bought a house. I moved into a new house apartment in the Bronx, and I have a guy who's a tray for sale.
Oh, okay. I mean, but it's Eina Ben Yomo. If it's Eina Ben Yomo, anyway, it's going to be mutter. Yeah, in other words.
All right, so in my own house, if it's a fleishig sink, is the lakshin fleishig or not?
If it's a fleishig sink.
I poured hot lakshin and I threw out the extra hot lakshin off the hot soup. Off my pot, I had an ounce on the fire. I took it off the fire. I went to wash my pot. I poured it in the sink. An hour later, my lakshin, when I'm taking out the water, the lakshin fall in, and I want to eat it. Is it lakshin?
The original soup.
That's why because
it's not muffled anything.
Right, so you can't make the sink.
The sink will become flation. Right, but for it to come out now. You have to be mafli to mavliya.
Right.
So if you hold that the lakshin has a din of kli rishon because of the dover gush, so then it'll
the only way for lakshin to become fleishik is to cook it in the fleishik pot?
Yeah. Or if you assume that it's
a... So Rebbe, do we not...
say is that 99% of the shilas that come in, and if you hold like this Ramah, not like the other shita, is going to be mutter because it's not going to be maflid, because it's only Eroy and it's not going to be maflid or maflid. And Rav Abadi, he holds from pretty sure.
So you have a milk dish with flesh on it?
Because it is Ramah. It's a Ramah.
Right.
It's a Ramah.
So, Rebbe, if you hold like this, you don't need to have separate racks in your sink. You can just put everything straight onto the sink.
So we tried a chatila, but look, anyone who has racks, there's no person in the world, ain't ish or aretz, that a spoon didn't fall through the rack. You know what I mean? And so today we're in a door that people have two sinks.
It's interesting because I grew up in Muncie, brand new house that a Jewish builder built for my parents. One sink,
yeah.
Brand new house.
Is there Moshe's granddaughter?
Right.
Learning in Seder.
Right. Yeah. This story I was going to. Yeah.
Moshe said, "Anyone who has one sink, I would not eat in their kitchen." And a girl raised her hand and said, "Okay, so you wouldn't eat in my Zadie Moshe's kitchen." Yeah, that's
yeah, right. Because
I heard that story about 2 hours.
I heard about the sink also. I heard,
remember the minig was to use inserts.
Yeah, right. I mean, you knew you were in Rav Moshe's house. You were in Rav Moshe's.
Yeah, had one sink. Yeah.
One sink, right?
One sink.
He's in mishpacha. What are you talking about? Rav Meir Kesselman's mishpacha.
It's Avram Levitt's uncle.
Everyone's related to Avram Levitt. That goes without saying.
I'm Robert Levitt's cousin.
Yeah.
But did Rav Moshe have inserts in a sink?
Now,
I don't remember.
Now, the Shaila is, what about a dishwasher? Could you say a dishwasher is also Eroy? And therefore, nothing could go wrong in a dishwasher either. Mm-hmm. So someone said, Rav Gedalia Berg wanted to say to me that he thought that since there's a heating element in the dishwasher, maybe it doesn't because it did of Eroy, because dear Eroy, but then you're taking it away from the H. But here, but the question is, like someone said to me, how much heat, how the heating element, how much does it affect the kitzer? But so that's still Sarkhian on that, whether the dishwasher is considered, because first glance, dishwasher is also a din of Eroy, and it's also a Shiloh of Mafidu Mavaliyah, and then anything wrong can't happen, just like I told you, nothing could ever happen wrong in a sink. Nothing can ever wrong happen in a dishwasher, unless you say that a dishwasher, since the heating element's there, then that's not called Eroy.
Wouldn't that too?
Well, look, the dishwashers, we have one dishwasher, we only use it for flesher. And that's what I recommend people. But people who need a heter, you know, or a moisher, wrote a nigger's moisher that you could use for milk and flesher, exactly as a dishwasher. Rav Abadi permits even Bavasach.
I thought it was because of the soap. That's pogum.
No, Rav Moshe is matter it even without this. It's because it's not part of it. We'll have to get to it in the Bas HaMachol. Rav Moshe matter for a different reason.
Just more on the topic of the sink dishwasher. Why do we need two sponges? A flesher sponge and a milk sponge. If you put soap in it, it's all...
Yeah, in a Hanami. We yes or say.
And why does the soap need kosher?
Chumers ba'alma. Yes, it says.
Well, sponges yes, probably says. Because of fat that gets on the at least the fleshig one. You have
yes, it says. Oh,
fat
yes, it
that gets on.
Yes, it says. Yes, it says. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you today.
But it's interesting. That
wait, Rebbe, so if
Maliga. I live from this Ramah.
Rebbe, Ramah.
Does the Rebbe remember the days of Maliga that they used to have to use hot water to take off the feathers?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'm not a person who. Where's this Maliga in my life?
No, because my father worked years and years ago as a shechet in Livingston Manor, and they used to use hot water. My father always
Livingston Manor in the mountains?
Yeah.
Where by Camp Raleigh?
Then it was Camp Corina was up there.
Yeah.
There was a place called Manor Poultry, and they had a hechsher there. And they had, my father used to only bring home chickens after he shechted them and feathered them himself. Because the factory, I asked him why. He said, because the factory uses hot water.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Wait, Rebbe, just to clarify, if someone holds by this, if you have a dairy, if you have dairy dishes in the sink right now, and you're cooking pasta in a meat pot, you can pour out all the hot water from the pasta on right on top of the dairy dishes, and it doesn't matter.
If you have a par of pasta,
in a fleishik pot.
You ate a benyomo fleishik pot.
Benyomo. Let's say benyomo. You just
used it. It's an eroy.
And it's an eroy. So you can pour out all the hot water from the pasta to drain out the pasta from the water all over dairy dishes.
No, not so simple because it's not. It has to be well. Maflim avli means to do two things.
That water is fleishik.
It's not maflim.
So if it was eno benyomo, then
but of course something like Ramosh says shnei peulos. So from the meatball into the sink, the meatball falls into the sink. So he says, we'll get fleishik according to Rabbah. Because it has to be maflit, umavliya, and it's only iroi. And iroi is not maflit, umavliya, kechad, by a kli. By a tardigolis, which is dovarach, then yes, not by a kli. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll continue to next week. Maybe we'll even finish up if we can. 30, 31, 32, Taruvas, and we have this, some call about Makina. Okay, but this, when I came here today, to say over this promo. Everything else was commentary.
So everything is, like I said, so why is everyone so involved? Different sponges.